USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the situation with Russia is unlikely to change in the immediate future. This as meetings are set to take place in Geneva this week with Russia. Blinken telling ABC News the two paths presented to Russia will be put to the test during the talks.
One is through diplomacy and dialogue. The other is through deterrence and massive consequences for Russia if it renews its aggression against Ukraine.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hopeful schools will be open on Monday. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Lightfoot expressing confidence that her administration would be able to reach a deal with the teachers' union thanks to the unprecedented support of parents. Kids have not been in school in Chicago since last Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The Supreme Court is weighing the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. More than a dozen states are suing the White House, saying these requirements are unconstitutional and are devastating their communities. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been tasked with implementing these mandates for businesses. But Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says that's not their job.
OSHA was created to make sure forklifts beep when they back up, not to force the vaccination of, you know, almost 100 million Americans.
South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds says Congress should not concern itself with anti-Trump legislation.
This is not going to be up to members of the United States Senate or the House, in my opinion.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the South Dakota Republican explaining that he doesn't believe lawmakers should try to pass a law prohibiting the former president from running for office. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASA with the announcement of a successful rocket launch on Sunday.
NASA says it successfully launched a research rocket off the Virginia coast at midnight Eastern. The launch was visible along most of the East Coast. That suborbital rocket, part of an experiment on soft X-rays, which can cause disturbances in the Earth's atmosphere and disrupt radio communications, as well as GPS navigation. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Voters will head to the polls in November for an important midterm election that could turn the tide of power in Congress. At least 25 Democrats announced they won't seek re-election, and Minnesota Republican Congressman Tom Emmer is confident in the GOP's chances.
We've got great candidates. We've got a record number already that have filed across the country, even though it's a redistricting year. We're almost $50 million ahead in our fundraising pace from 2 years ago. And the Biden administration, whether it's inflation, whether it's crime, whether it's the incompetence of the border, they give us plenty for the messaging side.
Republicans need to pick up 5 seats to win control in the House. Democrats are featuring the January 6 Capitol riots in their pitch to voters, warning history will repeat itself if Republicans are in control of Congress, and argue their agenda will help the middle class. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.